Hi, dictation for Miss Michelle Gray. Michelle Gray. The patient term, date of birth 7/17/1977. Date of service is 5/2/2023. The patient returns for a follow-up evaluation. She was last seen on 4/12/2023. Is a chronic history of severe pain on the neck, mid back, lower back, 8 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. She has undergone a surgery for her cervical spine in the past in 2003 and also a lumbar spine surgery. However, these pains have continues. She has had some epidural injections as well and a bone marrow implant or transplant between the spine and nervous system. The patient still returns with the pain. We're still evaluating her issues. The patient reports that she has a weakness of the right leg, 4x5, she with difficulty in walking. She is using a cane and a rollator walker. The pain in the neck and the lower back is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 with constant radiation to the right posterior part of the leg. Also, she also suffers from pain in the right shoulder, right knee and right ankle. No history of any automobile accident is reported. The cause of these pains are not known. She also had a treatment at the Hanriford Hospital Pain Department, and she underwent radiofrequency ablation of a few of the lumbar nerves. She has one sacroiliac joint surgery procedure done. However, the pain has still continued on her sacroiliac joint. The patient is tired of going to the hospital waiting in line, so she has decided to come to advanced pain care for help with the analgesics as well as with the procedures. Currently, the pain is between 9 and 10, with ADLs being affected at 9. Her general activity is affected 10. Sleep and enjoyment of life is 9. Walking ability is 7. Work and relationship with people is 6. 70% pain is reported relieved. Rest of the ADLs comes from the, rest of the system review is from the chart, along with additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure 121 over 87, pulse is 92, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from previous visit of 4/12/2023, dictation number 0427-016. And physical examination and then diagnosis are the same. Plan is to continue this patient on a protocol for epidural injection for the lumbar and cervical region based on her MRIs that were reviewed. She has beside facet joint inflammation, she has a disc issues at C6-7 and C3-4, C6-7 with a disc herniation. Although she had a surgery at C5-6 as a final solution for her, beside physical therapy and chiropractic treatment, acupunctures. She also has a bulging disc at L4-5 with effacement of the anterior thecal sac and L5-S1. There is a moderate disc bulging also present with disc desiccation. This could be additional cause of her pain, for which epidural injections are, I think, good advice. She does have a degenerative changes to her spine throughout, for which physical therapy, yoga, meditation has been ordered and advised. sacroiliac joint also is addressed. A laser treatment has been discussed. Infrared treatment has been discussed with the patient. The latest MRI shows ligament of hypertrophy and at L2-3 and L3-4 and a grade 1 anterior listhesis at L4-5. Our medical records from the hospitals are being obtained. It appears the patient has done several procedures, several surgeries, and I believe she is not interested in any further surgical approach at this time. And beside pain relief with the Percocet and with the injections here and there with epidural injections, no other treatment, in my opinion, is available for her. We'll review the medical records once they are available, and more further update in the treatment plan will be conducted. She was also provided with Mobic 15 mg every 12 hourly, a Flexeril 10 mg every 12 hourly for muscle relaxation, Trazodone for sleep, 100 mg at night. Physical therapy has been ordered for her, and hopefully she'll do much better after that. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.